This is Dr. Singh dictating from Present View, Shaivasi County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A. Last name is Brabant, B-R-A-B-A-N-T. Date of birth is August 2nd, 1951. Date of evaluation is 3-28-2023. Chief complaint, psychiatric reevaluation requested for management of increased crying spells, and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 71 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 5/11/22, and she was readmitted on 7/26/2022. Patient's chart indicates history of depression, anxiety, diabetes, cervicalgia, insomnia, pseudobulbar effect, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease. Patient was recently started on new Dexta for pseudobulbar effect. I reviewed evaluation done by PA and Seniors Wellness Group therapist Rachel Woods. Last visit with the therapist was on March 16, 2023. Peer staff reports that patient bursts into sudden crying spells. And sometimes it's hard to comfort her. Period. During my evaluation, patient was resting calmly in bed, but as soon as I introduced myself, she started crying and was unable to explain what she's crying about. But on further questioning, she talked about her children not visiting her. Period. Previous notes indicates that patient's sister and daughter were recently yelling at her and were emotionally abusive towards her. Period. Therapist reports that patient has lost a lot, you know, including her trailer. And patient denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. Her chart indicates that she's on a new Dexta. Clonopin, 0.5 milligram twice a day. She's also on trazodone, 25 milligram HS for insomnia. Period, no new medical problems reported. Period, no thoughts of harm to self, others reported. No paranoia, delusional thinking. Next paragraph, internal medical, social, family history, date of last visit, January 7, 2023. Next paragraph, check a review of medical, family, social history indicates no changes since last visit as noted above, except as listed below. Medical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to form a chart, nursing, social worker, IDT. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication. See medication page. Number one, new Dexta, N-U-E-D-E-X-T-A. Number two, Clonopin. Number three, Trazodone. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non, grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, gait not tested, demeanor, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, comma, apathetic. They affect pseudo-bulbar, mood, depressed, tearful, thought processes, a period of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denied suicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis, AVH, fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor orientation to person, only place, time impaired, attention, concentration impaired, sleep problems, none, appetite, fear. Next paragraph under assessment and plan. Number one, pseudo-bulbar affect, F48.2. Plans continue to monitor response from new DEXTA, which was recently started. Next paragraph, number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1. Plans start Lexapro 5 mg once a day. Period Lexapro can be adjusted based on patient's response and tolerability. Period continues supportive psychotherapy. Number three, unspecified dementia, moderate with mood disturbance, F03.B3. Number four, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans continue clonazepam as prescribed. Next paragraph. Disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors or any with new concerns. Next paragraph, check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Methods for monitoring will include examination and report of patient in consultation with the interdisciplinary team, including interested members of patient's family. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 99309 under this is end of dictation.